Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and I, relationship-wise, have been married for 3 years coming up, I better say that right, August 29th. Almost messed that up. So coming up soon, I got to figure out, I'm a month away from my anniversary. What am I going to do for the 3 year?
Well, every year there's like something. Like year one is paper. I don't know what three is though.
Plastic, I think's the next one. Oh wait, no, it's at the grocery store. So I got to figure that out. But you are what, 3 or 4 months into your relationship?
3 officially, 4 unofficially.
Wow, okay. So how are things going?
So far, so good.
All right, cool. I got this list here. It was 1,000 people that were surveyed, and it was kind of different milestone things in the relationships that they've reached, kind of weird things, and how long it took for that to get there. The first kiss, like when they kiss the other person with the morning breath, have you done that with the Egyptian yet? Like, oh, you got morning breath, dude.
Yes, but like we both hate that, so we don't open our mouth. Like it's just like a quick kiss.
Yeah, like, yeah. They say men start doing it at a 5 month mark. Women wait 8 months. No, I say never.
We're already there.
Like, kissing, would you do that sooner?
Morning breath?
Yeah, like I can't do the morning breath. I can't.
But that's the thing. Like, I'm not making out with him. That's sick. Like, it's just a kiss, like a closed mouth, like kiss. Oh, you don't smell
to
anything.
Each their own, I guess.
Hold on. Wait. What are you doing over here, morning mouth?
I just like don't think it's that gross.
Yes, it is.
Wait, so do you like an open mouth, like a good kiss in the morning?
I mean, how dank is your breath, Alex?
Oh gosh, that makes me want to throw up.
What did you eat the night before? There's all kinds
of
things.
Probably alcohol.
I think morning breath.
That doesn't kill everything.
It doesn't even matter what you eat the night before. Morning breath is morning breath. It doesn't
even
change.
Even if you brush your teeth, the bacteria still grows. It's why you have to brush and floss.
Ew, that is like my number one gag thing.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm kind of gagging over here with Liv, too. Oh, gosh. That's all right. I'm glad you're being honest here. Speaking of that, they say start being honest about your finances. Have you guys talked finances already? Like, how much I make, this is my debt, things like that?
Yep.
All right, you're ahead of the curve. They say it takes about 8 months for both men and women.
I guarantee I'm ahead of the curve on every single one of these because that's just how I roll in relationships.
Wait, 8 months? I tell, like, guys I just met that I'm poor.
Well, I mean, people would assume that you're like, I'm just out of college, I'm poor, but do you talk about, like, this is my finances, this is how much student loan debt I have? Like, that's big stuff, like combining accounts down the road.
I have no debt, and I have no credit, and I'm pretty upfront about that.
All right.
Okay.
It's not bad here. This is pretty simple, too. Being okay with crying in front of each other. Like,
I'm
sure you did, like, the first date, probably, right?
Probably, yeah.
I'm so glad we're here together eating this meal. Women do it quicker. 5 months. Guys are almost a year. I don't know why. I think it's just, like, a thing with a guy, you can't cry.
No, the Egyptians cried in front of me twice.
How does he cry? I feel like he doesn't
like
ugly
one
cry.
No, like, one little tear on his cheek. It's so sad.
Like, what a little emoji? About? Yeah, what made him cry?
One was, like, after a fight, like, apologizing. Aww. And the other one was something else. But he's very sad when he's crying.
I'm so sorry.
This very precious.
This was me was like once Lindsay became my girlfriend, I forget, so maybe a couple of months, but they say stop dressing to impress each other. Do you constantly dress? Are you just like, listen, you're my guy, I don't care.
When he comes over and it's just like hanging out, I definitely am not trying to impress anybody. But like going out, I do. I want him to think that I look sexy.
Yeah, for sure going out, I think it's different. But like when you're like, if he's coming over to hang out or something like that, you're going to his place to chill. Like, are you dressing up? You putting makeup on?
Yeah.
Looking the best you can look?
When was the first time the Egyptian saw you without makeup? Do you remember?
Ooh.
Probably the first time I spent the night or something.
How long was that? Like how many weeks, months?
It was, I think, the night he asked me to be his girlfriend, so about a month.
See, I just like never, ever, ever wear makeup and like never not wear like workout clothes. So like I think that's why I'm single.
Yeah, but you barely look different without makeup. I look like a completely different person.
Don't.
Yeah,
you're
I do.
No,
so,
Alex, I've seen both of you without makeup. Alex, I think looks fine without makeup.
But she
looks different from like her final made up product, like when she's going all out. Like under the town?
Yeah,
totally
all
about
Alex is like, I could definitely be probably a 9, a strong 9. But like normal Alex, I'm probably more like a 3 or a 4.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of like a potato.
It's a pretty big difference. It's a pretty big difference, but I'm just good
a
at makeup.
3?
And I just know how to really up the ante.
It's good though. It's good to have that range in your thing, you know?
Your portfolio.
It sucks if she's like, I'm a 3 and I get up to a 4. It's like, well, that's not good. Okay. Final one, I guess I'll ask you here, relationship milestones that you've had or currently have. Let's see here. Ask them to bring you toilet paper if you run out.
I haven't had that happen yet, but I would totally feel comfortable doing
what?
It if I had to.
Oh,
what if it was
no.
a real stinker? Girls,
I would just, I would...
Bounce it off the wall, I'll catch it.
No, well, I would have to like...
courtesy flush.
That
doesn't always work, though.
But I crack the door and stick my hand out. I mean, I wouldn't have him come in.
But what if it depends? Is it the way it works? Like, my bathroom, there's no way I cannot, like, sit on the toilet and reach around and do it.
Oh, I'd have to,
I'd have to get up and, like,
I'd have to get up and hope nothing, you know, escaped.
That's my biggest fear, and I actually have something really funny. One time, I was in the library, and I went to the bathroom, and there was no toilet paper, and there was no one into the bathroom, so I had to Facebook message this random girl I was studying with. If she could come in and bring me toilet paper. And then literally a day later, all of my guy friends hacked into my Facebook and saw the message of me being like, I took a really big poop. Like, come in and bring me toilet paper.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I wanted to die.
Yeah, I can't believe you're single. You're going to find a guy. I know you're going to. I know you will.